What you doing? I'm the AC Stories, your Otaku Tanner for this Otakutainment Reviews. I'm talking about an original English light novel or web novel called Cobalt Blue by Jialong Te, hope I say your name right, with editor Carol Thompson. This was originally published by Vix Lab on Kindle Vella, even though there's supposed to be an ebook of this first volume. And then the second volume is on the way. But this originally won Vix Lab's writing contest. But I guess instead of going straight to ebook, you know, give it a try on Kindle Vella. These short episodes, short chapters, it makes sense for doing that after reading it. Now I'm a bit more skeptical about how it's going to fit in as an ebook, though, because it is actually really short. On Kindle Vella, it's only 12 episodes. It comes out to about 144 pages if it's about 36,000 words, just taking an average of the episode lengths. But thinking cost-wise, if you don't know much about how Kindle Vella works, you have to pay with tokens, and in total, this comes out to about 270 tokens, which really isn't that bad, but it's just, it's short, and honestly, there's not too much in this that I would really think for a full book. Now, if there's a second volume on the way, depending on how that long that one is, it might be better to combine the two in the long run. This has an interesting story idea that just isn't fleshed out fully. I already said it was short, and it's not just it being short that's a problem. There's no real meat to this. I can tell that Jialong was probably a really big fan of like mafia stuff, because that's, or Yakuza, because that's really what this circles around, and I can see the enthusiastic for it and like the fandom for it, and just kind of, it feels like it's more like fantasizing, oh, what if I was in charge of the Yakuza? That's what this feels like, and I see where that's going for, and if other people are fans of that, this is great, because it really just hits on that fascination for it. But for me, I'm a greedy, a gluttonous reader. I want more to it, and this really just hits the highlight, and that's another part where I'm like, it's short, you could really develop more of these points. The story revolves around Yuri Kubo, 18 years old, cobalt blue hair. Yeah, it mentions it immediately. If anything, hey, I like that. Getting straight to the point of the title. I like to talk about the title of books. This one leaves no doubt about where it comes from. But thinking more about it, I don't remember any real significance. It's not, I assume Yuri just dies. If this is mentioned before, I have no idea. I assume it's just dyed hair, because people aren't born naturally blue hair. Don't really know. But yeah, Yuri kind of considers himself a ronin, failed to get into Hokkaido University, and then meets an old man that thinks more of like a samurai ronin too, named Kenkichi Fuji, and who is a Oyabun of the Fuji group. And this is where the whole Yakuza stuff comes in, and where Jialong's, I don't know how true it is, because a lot of this stuff seems unrealistic as far as Yakuza go. I'm going to take a hopefully safe assumption, never part of the Yakuza, especially since it's not a Japanese name. But it's like I already said, it's like he just was fascinated, wanted to do really cool stuff, but the thought process behind like the ranking, the hierarchy that would be in Yakuza probably could easily be looked up, but also don't know how realistic it actually is. I think if a lot of people watch anything of Yakuza stuff, nothing I could ever see or watch really talks about hierarchy of stuff like this. So it could be made up, it could be real, it could be exaggerated, who knows. But this old man, he dying, and he wants Yuri to take over. Even though, just, you know, pretty much still a child. Yeah, technically adult, depending on where you live. But, I don't know, and a lot of people aren't happy about it, because this whole hierarchy thing. There's Raizo Nomura, the Wakagashira, the second command, very traditional views. Kazuki Watanabe, the Sohonbucho, chief of estate. business-minded, and no one's really that happy. One, that their old man left this huge Yakuza group. I don't really even remember if it says anything about stating it's a Yakuza group. That's my assumption because of what happens. So much violence and murder. But they might not straight up just say that. It might be one of those things, yeah, we don't say that, but let's be real. But yeah, they don't like that their old man left this entire thing to like an 18-year-old girl. That's it. So, of course, Yuri has to, you know, be a man, act like a man, dress like it, talk like it, try to be authoritative as possible. And I would say Yuri does it really well right away, jumps right into it, starts getting gunned. One of the more fantasized parts is getting an automatic pistol, a Glock 18C. Just seems to be a natural shooter. And especially for Japan, where guns aren't Americanized, meaning not everyone is just going around with guns. It's not, that's an exaggeration in America too, but it really feels like it. He's just a natural shooter, apparently able to just handle this an automatic pistol. This is, like I said, we get more death as far as like just fantasizing about this, but there's other groups too. There's the Chinese triad, the Korean Kangpei, and Russian mafia. This book really focuses on mafia part. I assume volume 2 will probably dip more into the other two groups because, surprise, mafia group not much to deal with by the end of this. But throughout the whole thing, everything goes fine. It's really quick. Any action is pretty much get in, get out, which, you know, makes sense, I guess. I feel like, if anything, maybe this was an intentional, hey, let's not beat around the bush, let's not waste time, get in, get out, which makes sense if you're going to do a bunch of murders. But first mission, Yuri kills 5 people, easy. And there's not really much character development that we see. It skips like a month right away, which just weird pacing to me. And there's just, Yuri's right into it. It just seems like a normal person, and there's not much reason to be like, oh yeah, you fit right in. It's just like, maybe this is also a person who like fantasized about being in a group like this and now finally have your chance. I don't know, but Yuri's making big moves in this. Decides to buy like 30 just huge cars at like a full package. Is spending 600 million yen, it says, which, how much, how expensive really is that? That's about like $6 million on just vehicles. And of course everyone's still against this, but everything keeps working out. So is it a good idea? And this is where the realistic aspects of it is like, would this actually be a good idea? If they're rich and they have a lot of money, sure, it probably isn't a big deal. Anybody that can afford $6 million of vehicles probably isn't struggling. So yeah. And then the rest of it, more attacks on these Russian groups. Eventually, Nomura and Watanabe, they want to try to assassinate Yuri. They send the Black Fox, but like always, Yuri's one step ahead of them, and just easily outsmarts them, ends up killing them too. So now she has to get different people, different helpers, gets them, goes on more mission, kills them. It's kind of, it really feels like rinse and repeat, kind of, with like kind of sprinkling little bits of other stuff there. But overall, it really just feels like the same thing and not too much. It's nothing dramatic. It's like as refreshing as it is to like not waste time and not to beat around a bush. It's also like, okay, but stuff like that happens in books for a reason. It really make it dramatic and build it up, and just nothing bad happens, really. Nothing or that sticks that really impacts Yuri or the group in total. They pretty much wipe out the Russian gang, so everything's fine now. And then, out of character for what this new stuff that just happened, Yuri Lutz, like, the last boss, Russian boss, named Ivanov, live just for the child's sake. And it's like, okay, there's a point where you literally let other innocent people just get slaughtered, but then you have a change of heart. It doesn't really show a change of heart. It's just like, oh, you have a kid. Okay, get out of here. Go back to Russia. Okay, and that's kind of just how it ends. Everything's good. Everything this whole time is good. It was quick. It was brief. It was really just straight to the point. And hey, if people like this and like that, that's what they like. It really is just like, ooh, I'm fascinated by Yakuza. This is what I would do if I was a Yakuza. That's what it feels like. And hey, if that's what people like and that's what people want, good, go for it. This won a contest for a reason. And it fits, this short, very straight to the point thing, fits with the whole web novel thing that's going around. And for me, since I like more depth into everything, that's why it makes it harder for me to get into web novels. But it was a quick read, at least. Like I said, only 12 episodes, all really quick to read. So it's not a bad read to just like go through this stuff if you really want to. But yeah, so you're a fan of Yakuza? Definitely recommend it. The writing is, aside from just being bare bones, kind of straight to the point, it could use another round of editing. Nothing like huge problems, but there's just awkwardness for it. And I hate to say it, even though this is an original English light novel, I get a feeling Xilong isn't a native English speaker, and that's what I'm getting out of it. I don't know if that's true or not, or if it's just the editor kind of missed some stuff and let too much slide. Because it really needs another pass. Like I said, nothing huge, nothing that's going to like completely mess up how you can read it. It's still easy to understand. It's just a lot of stuff kept popping up, and it's just like, okay, it's a little too much. Like, words, typo, stuff like that, yeah, it happens. You're going to find it in everything. But this, it's just awkward sometimes in how stuff is laid out. So, yeah, just the last thing I want to tack on. And normally I talk about the title, but I don't got to do that. Cobalt Blue, Volume 1. That's really all I got to say. Try not to be too pessimistic, because I'm just feeling like it's not for me. Like I said, not a huge web novel person. Because just of the way it's laid out and structured. But this is supposed to get an ebook. A second volume supposed to come. So hopefully we'll see what that's like. I'm going to read the second volume too, of course. But yeah. Hey, it won a contest. So that's cool. And you can find other stuff like this on Vix Lab too. They're around. Little community going on there. Do these writing contests every so often. This isn't the first one they did over there, so I don't know, if you're a writer and you also want to check out Vix Lab, go ahead and do that too. It's an interesting group. I was over there too. I put some stuff I write on there, read a lot of stuff that's over there. So yeah, I'm glad they're getting books out on Kindle and ebooks, physical books, some stuff. I have other Vix Lab books, so yeah, check them out too. But that's all I really have to say about Cobalt Blue by Xilong Tay. Check it out if you like Yakuza. I would recommend it for that reason alone. But yeah, I want to thank my Ko-fi members, because I have those now. One of them being Vix Lab. I read and reviewed this before Vix Lab became a member. So yeah, thank you for them. And then also another member, Julio Vasquez. I really appreciate Ko-fi members. It's just really nice. And if you want to also help support me, I'll leave a link in the description so you can do that. But if you also want to talk more about this, of course you can leave comments, but you can also follow me on social media, The AC Stories. You can email me at theacstories@gmail.com or join my Discord. And links to all that would be also in the description. But if you like what I have to say, go and give a like, and we'll easily keep up with me, go ahead and subscribe. But that's all I have to say for this Otakutainment Reviews. I've been your Otakutainer, The AC Stories. Thank you so much, and bye.